Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Cash grab movie projects aren't exactly anything new. The act of throwing together a flick in the quest of more of that fine green dollar has been present in the film industry for what feels like forever. Unfortunately, though, when it comes to these clear and regularly shameless attempts to capitalize on the prior success of a property, the performances on show sometimes leave a lot to be desired for a number of reasons. However, every once in a while, an actor truly rises to the sequel or remake occasion and produces a remarkable turn which sticks out like a sore thumb for all the right reasons. I'm Gareth from WhatCulture.com and here are 10 underrated performances in obvious cash grab movies. Number 10, Dwayne Johnson, Jumanji: The Next Level. It's safe to assume that most people expected much of the same when it came to Sony's obvious cash grab sequel to their 2017 Jumanji reboot, Jumanji: The Next Level. And for the most part, that's exactly what we got. The team of teens transported into the world of Jumanji via a games console once again found themselves having to battle through various challenges and obstacles to win the game. However, there was one rather unexpected twist which was absolutely worth the price of admission alone. In this largely safe return to the jungle, the decision to have Spencer's grandfather, played hilariously by Danny DeVito, jump into Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson's hulking body for a large stretch of the flick produced some of the funniest moments of 2019. Johnson's mannerisms and tics as a DeVito-possessed Dr. Bravestone were a joy to behold, and were only heightened by real-life pal and regular on-screen sparring partner Kevin Hart channeling his inner Danny Glover throughout the movie. Number 9, Anthony Hopkins, Transformers: The Last Knight. By the time the fifth Transformers movie mobilized in 2017, fans were more than aware of what the franchise had become. However, Anthony Hopkins was also very much clued up on what to expect from Michael Bay's explosive world. And that's precisely why he chose to come aboard for The Last Knight. Sure enough, the latest and ultimately last Bay offering in the Transformers universe relied more on being an exhilarating spectacle than actually, you know, making sense. Yet all those bells and whistles still couldn't stifle the typically excellent Oscar-winning chops of Mr. Hopkins. As Sir Edmund Burton, last of the Whitwickens, Hopkins finds a way to deliver usually dull exposition with a kind of vigor and believability which is largely missing for the rest of the supporting cast. He also seems to be having an absolute whale of a time, flipping the bird to oncoming vehicles and firing a machine gun at the mother of all Decepticon baddies, Megatron. It may not break into his illustrious top 10 on-screen performances, but the Welsh acting icon at least manages to make a Transformers film somewhat enjoyable, which is quite a feat in itself. Number 8, Martin Freeman, The Hobbit Trilogy. Clearly wanting to replicate the resounding success that was Peter Jackson's The Lord of the Rings trio of Oscar-winning features, Warner Brothers happily indulged the director when he insisted on making Bilbo Baggins' journey in The Hobbit feel as epic and long as his prior trip into Middle-earth. Unfortunately, this led to the overall story becoming a largely bloated affair, which paled in comparison to Jackson's work on Lord of the Rings. However, one shining light in this slog of a trilogy came in the form of Martin Martin Freeman's deeply human portrayal of everyone's favorite every Hobbit, proving that he was born to play the diminutive, unlikely hero of J.R.R. Tolkien's world-famous novel. Freeman delivers every line to perfection, overcomes impossible odds, and regularly grounds the routinely larger-than-life tale in some sort of reality. It's just a shame the rest of the trilogy feels like it's trying to suffocate his stellar work with excessive CGI and subplots. We'll always have those riddles in the dark, though. Number 7, Hugh Jackman, X-Men Origins Wolverine. There is a reason Fox slammed the brakes on their proposed X-Men Origins series of prequels, and it goes by the name of X-Men Origins Wolverine. Thanks to the way this unimaginative origin story was received, both critically and commercially, the studio instead opted to morph a potential X-Men Origins Magneto feature into the film which would eventually become First Class. Yet, Origins wasn't a complete and utter failure across the board, it must be said. For starters, Liev Schreiber's Victor Creed was a scene-chewing delight throughout, but Hugh Jackman was the undisputed star of the show here, and produced yet another near-flawless turn as the regenerating mutant who later had his bones and claws covered in adamantium. From showcasing the raging mutant through various war settings to absolutely delivering on the long-awaited Alkali Lake creation of Weapon X scene, Jackman continued to believably embody this tormented soul even in a film which is widely accepted to be one of the worst in the franchise. Number 6, Thomas Hayden Church, Spider-Man 3. Coming into Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 3, fans had every reason to believe they were due yet another fantastic addition to the already cherished two prior entries in the series. However, once the massively underwhelming third Spidey outing swung its way into theaters all around the world, it was plain to see that Sony had prioritized lazily stacking the movie with familiar villainous faces over creating a compelling narrative. Pointless shoehorning of symbiotes aside, there was one rather delightful turn which sadly didn't get the level of respect or indeed screen time it deserved. Once the finished article crash landed spectacularly, we're talking of course about Thomas Hayden Church's heartbreaking portrayal of Flint Marco, a criminal who accidentally becomes bonded to sand early in the film. As a man trying desperately to come to grips with his new reality, whilst also trying to escape the ghosts of his past, mainly the fact he was the man responsible for Uncle Ben's death, Church's deeply layered turn deserved to be front and center in Spidey 3. Unfortunately, though, it had to settle for being one of the few silver linings in one of the darkest clouds and clearest cash grabs in superhero movie history. Number 5, Chiwetel Ejiofor, The Lion King 2019. In the lead-up to Jon Favreau's The Lion King live-action remake, if it's even safe to call it that, most of the conversation centered around the fact that groundbreaking visual effects had been used to bring the various animals to life on screen. Yet once you get past the hyper-realistic and sometimes unsettling visuals on offer, what we were ultimately left with was pretty much a shot-for-shot rerun of the original 1994 classic. There was one key element which kept this entire experience from feeling like a two-hour stretch of deja vu, though, and it came in the form of a masterful vocal performance from Chiwetel Ejiofor as Scar. Though Jeremy Irons' spellbinding original turn as the villainous cat is still rightly held in high regard, Ejiofor laces a newfound gravitas and menace into this devilish character. Admittedly, his rendition of Be Prepared wasn't everyone's cup of tea, but Ejiofor at least put his own distinct stamp on a film which seemed content with just offering up legit-looking lions, and pushing the autopilot button for the most part. Number 4, Tony Hale, Toy Story 4. Remember when Toy Story 3 ended a trilogy of truly iconic Pixar flicks on the sweetest, most perfect note imaginable in 2010? Well, Disney clearly did too, but they also remembered the film raked in over $1 billion at the box office, so they quickly decided to turn that trilogy into a quadrilogy. Unfortunately, this fourth feature largely relegated fan favorites such as Buzz Lightyear and Jessie to the sidelines, focusing more on Woody and a host of new faces. That being said, it was one of these new faces which single-handedly stole all our hearts from the very moment they frantically popped up on screen. We're talking, of course, about the Spork experiencing an existential crisis, also known as Forky. Tony Hale's pitch-perfect vocal work as a utensil brought to life against its own will is equal parts hilarious and unexpectedly moving. If Toy Story 4's end credit scene is anything to go by, expect to see more of Forky and Knifey in the not-too-distant future. Number 3. Jason Statham Fast and Furious Series. There's an argument to be made that each subsequent Fast and Furious movie, which followed on from 2001's The Fast and the Furious, has been a clear and obvious cash grab, with every sequel seeming to just take what worked before and dialing it up a few notches in the hope of bringing in more dollar. In the end, this way of working eventually took the franchise from its humble street racing roots to the realm of all-out blockbuster action spectacle, thanks to the truly jaw-dropping success of every outing post Fast 5. It was this newfound action focus which eventually led to Jason Statham joining the gang for Furious 7 as Deckard Shaw. His typically no-nonsense turn as the big bad of that flick went down an absolute treat and opened the door for a return in Fate of the Furious. A Hobbs and Shaw spin-off then followed, which, surprise surprise, also performed extremely well at the box office. Most people know exactly what they're gonna get whenever they walk into a Fast movie, but the addition of Statham as Shaw has helped make the series feel less like a lazy cluster of cars and explosions, and more like a hard-hitting thrill ride with a twinkle in its eye. Number 2. Lawrence Fishburne Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer. While the recent fan-four-stick film was an unmitigated disaster across the board, the previous attempt to create a marketable franchise out of Marvel's first family at least had a few redeeming features. The first film wasn't in any way groundbreaking or game-changing, but it boasted a talented cast, some funny moments, and earned over $300 million on a $100 million budget. So it made sense for Fox to try and capitalize on this reasonable success with a sequel. Even though Rise of the Silver Surfer actually turned out to be a marginally better flick than its predecessor, it still stank of opportunistic cash grab thanks to its often cartoonish appearance and paint-by-numbers storytelling. Yet amidst the corny jokes and contrived drama, Lawrence Fishburne's vocal performance as the Silver Surfer still stood firm as a stoic beacon of hope. As Norrin Rad, Fishburne perfectly articulates the internal struggle going on within the Surfer as he helps Galactus feed on planets, and his work excellently syncs up with the physical performance given by Doug Jones. Hope you're taking notes, Mr. Feige. We want more of this Silver Surfer going forward. Number 1. Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. When the stars finally aligned and the gang of Harrison Ford, Steven Spielberg and George Lucas agreed to get back together for Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, fans were understandably pumped at the thought of finally returning to the world of Indiana Jones for the first time in nearly two decades. Yet what at first looked like another potential bona fide indie hit, both critically and commercially, quickly turned out to be nothing more than a failed attempt to kickstart another lucrative franchise which would focus on the character's son instead, played by Shia LaBeouf. It's worth noting that it still made some serious dollar though. However, awful CGI and swinging through the trees with monkeys aside, Harrison Ford still absolutely delivered in the titular role. As a more world-weary, tired of your crap Jones, Ford seemed to be having the time of his life and remarkably still packed a hell of a punch even at 65. Now, with talks of a fifth Indiana Jones feature doing the rounds online, and Ford rumored to be returning, let's just hope the actor can go out on a high note.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.